John Murphy, Donald Jones, coming to you from our One Buffalo studio. Practice is over across the way, and we are joined in studio by Bills safety Micah Hyde. Micah, thanks for coming in here. We really
appreciate
it.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Micah, so we're going to get into some Bills talk, but first I have to go back to your former team, the Green Bay Packers, and the loss of Aaron Rodgers. How big is that loss for the team?
It's huge. You know, they obviously go when Aaron Rodgers is going, and he's kind of the engine of that team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, obviously playing with them in the past, it's tough seeing a guy like that go down, to, you know, a huge star in this league. But they'll get it together. You know, Brett Hundley will step in. They got playmakers around him, so they'll be fine.
I mean, we were talking off air. You felt like they have, you know, one of the best, if not the best, receiving core in the NFL. Those guys have to step up now, right? I mean, Brett Hundley is, you know, this is his first time really seeing action.
Yeah.
But it really is important for those guys to step up and make plays for him.
It is. It really is. And, you know, they're gonna have to get the running game going. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a rookie running back right now. Hopefully Ty will get back healthy. But, you know, it'll be tough for them. They'll get it going.
You know, I'm curious what you would think as a former Packer and probably had some kind of relationship with Aaron Rodgers. And there's been some issue made of the hit itself that knocked him down. You're a defensive player. You probably delivered those sort of hits of your own. Yeah. What did you think? Was that over the line?
No, I mean, it's football. It's football. I mean, as simple as that. You know, stuff, injuries happen. It's part of the game. Yeah, you know, a lot of the personal fouls and stuff like that they call that. You know, I am a defensive guy, so I kind of question it. But, you know, I don't think it was dirty. I don't think Anthony Barr went out there and tried to hurt him or anything like that. He's just an aggressive football player, and that's what happens.
You know, I'm an offensive guy, but some of these hits on the quarterbacks where you get a flag is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even hit
can't
a quarterback
touch
now. You can't touch him. They, you know, once the whole thing happened with Brady, they made it the Brady rule. You can't hit them low. You know, now you can't hit them high either. It's like, where are you supposed to hit a quarterback? They are playing football,
exactly,
too. I don't care if they're a quarterback.
You would never say that if they were hitting receivers, though.
That's a little different.
I mean, it's the same thing as a receiver going over the middle. Where are you supposed to hit them?
Look, we're all playing football here, and you know what you sign up for. So,
exactly.
Dirty hits, dirty plays are dirty plays. But – at the same time, a hard hit is a hard hit, and you can't just take everything out of the game.
Yeah.
Micah Hyde joins us in studio. All right, Micah, the Bills now, and coming off the bye week, the first five games with really – it's tough to poke any holes in what you guys have been doing defensively, right? Where do you get better, if at all, on the defensive side of the ball now?
You know, to be honest, I think we can get a lot better.
Really?
Yeah. You know, there were some games we gave – I mean, the Bengals game. We gave up way too many big plays, and so – we could limit that a little bit, but also, you know, I just think throughout the whole season so far, we've given up some big plays when we, you know, kind of left our holes in the run game, or could have made more plays on the ball, and, you know, maybe had a couple drops. So, you know, we've been playing well. I'll give that to us, but, you know, no one's going to be talking about us if, you know, the next game we lay an egg or the game after that. So, you know, we just got to keep building each week.
Would you ever say different, though? I mean, even if you guys – if you guys didn't give up any big plays, you still find something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah, we can be better.
Yeah, we could have made this tackle.
We were terrible at this.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That's a good competitor.
Always got an answer for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it struck me coming out of Carolina where you gave up, what, 3 field goals, 9 points, and almost to a man, everybody in that locker room postgame said, well, we didn't take the ball away. Since then, 3 games, 7 takeaways. So you kind of set your mind to get the takeaways, and they came.
Yeah, I mean, that Carolina game, you said it, you know, it hurt us just because we didn't get any takeaways. You know, I could have made a play on one. Poirier could have made a play on another. And those were two, you know, big plays in the game. If we could have, you know, put our offense in better field position, what was the final score?
9-3.
You know, even they would have got 2 field goals out of that game going into overtime. So, you know, you can always play the what-if game and do that. But, you know, we feel as a defense we have to get takeaways to help out our offense.
How do you account for you and your partner back there, Jordan Poirier, fitting right in almost seamlessly into this defense, playing alongside of each other without any kind of break-in period or any kind of, you know, disruption at all?
I just think it's the type of players we both are. You know, we're competitors. We communicate a lot. We, you know, whether it's pre-snap, post-snap. You know, pre-snap, I'll be on one side of the field and Poirier saying, watch out for this. And, you know, I kind of do the same thing back to him. But, you know, you got to give it to the coaches also. They have us communicating in the back end. Everybody on the defense is talking. Frazier's doing an awesome job. Bobby and Gil with the secondary is doing an awesome job. So, you know, everybody's just talking and communicating. That's what we can ask for right now.
It's a defense, as we talked about takeaways, where it seems to put you and Jordan and some others in position to get interceptions. And I don't know how you account for instance, tip passes like you saw in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of luck involved, right? But still, you got to be in the right place.
You got to be in the right place. Tips and overthrows are, you know, the best thing that a DB can get. And so, you know, we say it all the time as DBs, if you can go out and get, you know, four by making four really good plays, get another three from tips and overthrows, you have a good season. You know, that's seven right there. So, you know, that's this what you preach, tight coverage will cause the tips and overthrows, and that's what we ask.
Do you have any competition going on in the DB room for interceptions?
No, we don't talk about it. You know, we just feel whatever we can do individually or collectively is going to help out our defense, help out our team. But we're all competitors. Mm-hmm. We all understand that. You know, you want to lead the NFL in interceptions. You want to lead the team in interceptions, tackles, pass breakups, whatever it is. So, right. You know, we're all competitors, and you want to do the best you can.
Any push-ups if you drop one?
Yeah, there's been a lot of push-ups. Whether if it was practice, meetings, or mm-hmm. you know, even after watching game film, there's been some push-ups.
Micah Hyde joins us, Bills safety Micah Hyde, talking about the Bills' defense to date. And let's talk about this coming Sunday. And, you know, it's one thing to look at Tampa Bay and how they played, but just looking on paper at the weapons that they can put out there, it's a pretty impressive group. Maybe they haven't, you know, used them all yet fully, but it's pretty impressive.
You know, week in and week out, this is the NFL. Yeah, whether if it's an elite quarterback that has a ton of weapons, or just the receivers, or run game, or whatever it may be, you gotta go into the week and prepare to the best of your ability. And you know, they got 11, they got 13, good quarterback, nice run game that they can get going. Like you said, the weapons on their team haven't had, you know, explosive games, but we know what they're capable of doing. So we gotta prepare like they're gonna come out there and, you know, have their A game and. It's going to be tough.
Mike Evans is one of the best in the game. O.J. Howard, young tight end, explosive tight end. What was the tight end? The other
Cameron
tight end?
Brake. Brake. Nobody's ever heard of. Brake. All he does is catch touchdowns.
Man. He's good. He catches touchdowns. He's a red zone threat. It's funny because, you know, you go over first and second down and you don't really see him a lot.
Yeah.
But you see him in the red zone, you see him on third down. So that's just another guy you got to prepare for.
DeSean Jackson, though, who they haven't really gotten going. What do you see out of him on film? Does he not have the speed anymore? Like, what do you see out of him?
Yeah, he has the speed. He could take the top off still. Mm-hmm. You know, you see it on film where he is running those deep routes, and, you know, he may be double that sometime, but he's able to split them mm-hmm. and still get by. But just, you know, whether if it's a bad throw because the quarterback got pressured or overthrow or anything like that. But you got to prepare like they're going to make those throws, and you got to stay on top of the receivers because they can break, you know, the big play at any given time.
Hey, Mike, I was watching a couple of weeks ago the Bucs game against New England, that Thursday night game, and I recall hearing Tony Romo doing the broadcast talking about how the Tampa Bay offense was – it's kind of like a descendant of like what Joe Gibbs used to do with Washington years and years ago. Is it old school, or how do you look at that offense in general, what they
Well, the whole Joe Gibbs – that's before my time. So
yeah, I know. I know it's old school.
yeah. But
Joe Gibbs was real, by the way. He's still alive, by the way.
He was real.
He was the real deal.
He's just in the NASCAR now.
He's in the NASCar.
I heard Joe Gibbs, and I was like, I don't know who that is. I mean, I know who it is, but I don't know exactly what you're talking about. But I think that they're going to get their run game going. You know, they have a really good back. He missed the first couple of games.
Doug Martin.
Yeah, he missed the first couple of games. So I think they're going to try to get him going. And then from there, you know, have the play action, deep throws, get the ball to Evans, and try to go over top with DeSean.
That's Joe Gibbs. A lot of two tight ends, a lot of power runs. I mean,
Now I know.
Now I know. So when you learn go back, like, every day. Hey, man, they're running this Joe Gibbs stuff.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I'm a student of the game. I'm a student
I respect
of history.
You. That's nice. That's nice.
What do you see out of Jameis Winston, though? You know, for me, he hasn't really taken the next step as a quarterback. He will give you some chances at interceptions. So what do you see out of him?
Well, I think that's the number one thing. He will give you chances. He'll throw the ball up there. You got to capitalize on some of the throws. But he's a competitor, man. You mm-hmm. see it, you know, back in when he was in college mm-hmm. that, you know, I feel like when a lot of people are, you know, talking down on him and doubting him, he comes out and plays his best. And then that's, you know, they got whooped last week. He got hurt. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that's what's going on in their camp. So we got to prepare, like I said, for their A game and know that he can go out there and make every single throw. He has a strong arm and try to get pressure on him.
You know, there's a chance. I mean, I think he's going to play, but you can see Ryan Fitzpatrick as well.
Yep. That's Donald's old quarterback.
That's my quarterback here. Yeah. What
you going to cry like quarterback?
What did you see out of Fitz on film? Because he played a lot in the last game.
I think it's the same thing, man. He's a gunslinger. He will give you some opportunities. Mm-hmm. So that's where it comes back to tips and overthrows, getting pressure on him and trying to take the ball away.
Do you? I mean, don't give away secrets here, but do you find yourselves in meetings looking at both quarterbacks? Are you looking at Fitz and Jameis?
Yeah. You know, because we go over our, you know, first and second down, third down, red zone stuff, and we do all that. And you know, he came in and played a lot the last game, so he's been on film a lot.
Micah, tell me about the transition here to Buffalo. We're a third of the way into the season. You came here in March, so it's been 6-plus months. Well, how do you like it here? How do you like the team? How do you like the organization? And how do you like living in this area?
I love it.
Really?
I love every bit of it. You know, the transition was a little frustrating at first. I didn't admit it to you guys, but it was just because, you know, moving from a different city and having the, you know, furniture and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. I'm sure you guys have been through that before, mm-hmm. but you know, even something that my fiance loves it now too. She, you know, when we first got here back in April, we went to breakfast one morning and there was nobody wearing Bills shirts, nothing. She was like, "What?" You know, because we were in Green Bay, it's like people wear jerseys on a Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, you know, every day. And so she was kind of disappointed, but you know, she's been out to breakfast a few times recently, and there's nothing but, you know, Bills mm-hmm. Bills stuff going on. So she loves it. You know, I love it. We're finally settling down, and it's a nice place to be.
It seems like a pretty good atmosphere around this team in particular, in your locker room. Huh?
Yeah, we love it. And to play, you know, at home in front of our home crowd, that place gets loud. It really does. And I'm excited to see what Sunday's like.
It's been a while since you've been at home.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, you were down in Atlanta, then out in Cincinnati, then a bye week. Now you finally get to come back home for two games in a row. What's Coach talking about in terms of he said it in the press conference. He said it on our show.
He talked about defending our dirt.
Your dirt. Yep, yeah. Defending our dirt, man. That's what we got to do. You know, any team that comes in here, especially as the cold starts coming and the, mm-hmm. you know, winter comes around, that's when we got to defend our home turf.
It's a turf over there. He knows it's not really dirt, right?
Yeah, he knows.
Hey, Micah, thanks for this. We appreciate you coming over here right after practice. Busy day. We appreciate you coming by. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, guys.